Ksuvas Perk Zion Mishnah Beis. A madras ishto shelo titom echon mikol haperis. Person makes a neder that his wife shouldn't eat, shouldn't taste from any fruits. Yotzi v'yitein ksuva. So he has to divorce her right away and give her back her ksuva. Now, we're not dealing with a person assering his wife to eat because a person can't asser on somebody else anything. And obviously, we also can't be dealing with where he says, if you're going to eat this, then I'm going to deny Tashma Shamita to himself, because that we already had the halachas of the neder, they shouldn't have Tashma Shamita. So we're dealing with, like the Rab points out, where she says that a specific fruit, it doesn't mean all fruits in the world, she says a specific fruit or food, she's ossering to herself, and instead of him being mefer, like any normal husband would, he's mekayim the neder. So he's mekayim a neder that she should not be able to eat from the fruit. So she makes the neder and he's mekayim it. So in that case, he has to divorce her right away. Now, why is that any different than the previous Mishnayos where there's a certain period of time, where it's 30 days, or whatever shita that they hold? Why over here is it right away? That's what it's mashma. The difference is because Mefarshim point out that over there, he was the one making the neder, and she just thought, you know what, he's angry. Eventually he'll get over it, and things will be okay. But in this case, it has nothing to do with him being angry at her. She made the nether. It wasn't him that made the nether. She made it, and he actually was mekayim the nether. So she's going to feel that he hates her. And when she feels that he hates her, she can't live with him even for one day. So that's why he's got to divorce her right away. Rabbi Yehuda Amir Bisrael Yom Echad Yekayim. Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's a non-Kohen, he's mechalik. If she makes the nether for one day, so she can live with that. If he's mekayim a nether on a nether that she makes, that she's not going to have fruits for one day, that's the way Rashi learns. Yikai means that they can live together. Shnayim, however, 2 days or more, yotzi v'yitein ksuva. He's got to divorce her and give her a ksuva. Uva kohenes, and by an eshes kohen, which were more mekel, shnayim yikai, if she makes a nether that she shouldn't have fruits for 2 days, they should stay together. Shlosha, but if it's for 3 or more, yotzi v'yitein ksuva. Even an eshes kohen, he has to divorce her and give her a ksuva, because she's not going to be able to live with him.